Welcome to Drive Time, a Valley update on COVID-19. This is an interview series that focuses on the nonprofit organizations of the Mount Washington Valley and how they're dealing throughout this pandemic. This presentation is being broadcast on 93.5 WMWV, Magic 104, and Easy FM 95.3. It's brought to you by Cooper Cargill Chant and Leonie McDonald and Roberts. My name is Gina Devaney, and this evening we're talking with Extension Field Specialist from the UNH Cooperative Extension, Klaus Telemark. Klaus, thank you so much for joining me.
Oh, happy to be here.
First and foremost, I think we should start off what exactly UNH Cooperative Extension is. And you can kind of set the scene a little bit and explain what you guys do, how we'll go about it, just in case there's somebody out there that maybe hasn't heard of the extension before.
Yeah, great. So the UNH Cooperative Extension is basically the outreach arm of UNH, the University of New Hampshire. So folks who are familiar with UNH down in Durham, sending kids to the university there, we've got this outreach effort where we have an office in every county in New Hampshire, and we do outreach programs for the general public. Those programs focus on some specific program areas that include agriculture. So we have a specialist who works helping home gardeners and farmers, specific farm businesses. We've got a natural resource specialist who helps in forest and wildlife resources. We have two folks who specialize in youth and families. That's known as the 4-H program, so folks who might recognize 4-H from our county fairs and the mm-hmm. Freiburg Fair, but we do a lot of work with kids. We also have a nutrition specialist who works with food insecure people and low-income folks to teach nutrition and help them with food access. Those are our basic program areas. We also do a little bit of work in food safety, so we help a lot of our local restaurants make sure that they're certified in food safety protocols and practices.
And with now the time that we're living in, of course, when it comes to COVID-19 and the pandemic, I'm sure your organization must have gone through some changes that maybe have occurred, especially when it comes to the families that you're working with, the communities, farmers, gardeners, landowners, as you've mentioned. So let's talk about that a little bit. How have you guys been impacted by this pandemic?
Well, so that's a big thing, right? Since everybody has been impacted in so many different ways, you know, by the COVID-19 pandemic, we really focused our response to all of our typical stakeholders and to how we can help them specifically in this. So each of our staff members really took some time to do a deep dive in finding out really quickly, assessing the needs and how their needs have changed and how can we help them. So we've done a bunch of different things. So in regards to agriculture, so many farmers were just getting ready. You know, they're getting their crops planted, they're getting the greenhouses rolling, but with the food and businesses, you know, having to close down, that was a really tough sell. Since farms were essential businesses providing food, our fruit and vegetable field specialist, Olivia Saunders, worked with a lot of her colleagues around the state to really work to support farmers, for example. So they immediately started holding open forums to answer questions for farmers on how they need to adapt their farm practices and farm businesses to the COVID-19, you know, case. So, for example, do they need to change any of their growing practices? How do they make sure they handle food safely? A lot of farmers lost markets when all of a sudden restaurants closed down. So they were working with them to help try to find new markets. Locally folks have covered that a lot of folks are doing a lot more home gardening, and that farm CSA shares have really grown because folks want to get access to fresh vegetables. So she's been working with farmers how to help meet those demands there as well. So that's a big part. One really cool thing that Extension has done, and folks can get it on our website, and I'll share that link, is we've developed a New Hampshire Farm Products Map, where there's an interactive map on our website now that can help connect people to farms and also help connect farmers to people. So if there are farmers out there who want access to this map, they can log on our website, get access to the map, and make sure they get added to the map. If there are people looking for farm products, whether that's fresh meat or eggs, or whether it's fresh produce, they can also go to that map and find farms in their area. So we're really working to try to connect people to food resources there. So that's kind of one example of the ways that we've responded.
And that sounds pretty amazing. And that farm products map, is that extension.unh.edu?
Yeah, that's our website. Yep. So go to our website. On the top of that website, there's a link to to COVID-19. Mm-hmm. And it has response for any of our programs. And it's broken down into some specific folks, whether you want to, you know, find agriculture or farm resources, food, resources for families, resources for educators. There's a lot of different resources on there. But that's where you get it.
Excellent. No, it's a great resource. You guys mentioned that, or you mentioned that you also work with the restaurants, and I know that your food safety specialist, and she's been working and fielding questions from restaurants about updating when it comes to food safety and all of that. That's right up your guys' alley, so that's a great resource as well.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and, you know, typically really, really busy, just, you know, making sure that, you know, all folks who are handling food in restaurants, you know, are ServSafe certified, and so folks go to her. She does trainings and things like that. Those trainings have changed, you know, with COVID-19, and people can't gather to do live classes anymore. So she's still making sure people have the resources and is going to start doing some controlled environments when things open up to allow small groups to get together where she can still allow people to take the test and get certified so they're getting the information they need. Anne has also been doing a lot of stuff with food preservation. With this sort of explosion of interest in gardening recently, folks are really interested in preserving food. So Anne's putting up some resources on a website about how to safely preserve and can food as well. So with folks wanting to do that, it's really important you follow good food safety protocols at home when you're canning vegetables or things like that. So if you go to our website there, you'll find some really good resources. So folks who want to put food by, you know, this year, go check out our resources there. And Anne's got some great resources on safe food preservation.
And then we can piggyback off of that and go roll right into nutrition as well, especially when it comes for the youth. When these families are growing families, we want to make sure that they get nutritious food in addition to the food safety. And I know that your Nutrition's Connections teacher has been adapting all types of different lessons for youth to online lessons because of the remote learning and what's going on. And it looks like she's been working in Ossipee as well.
Yeah, so our Nutrition's Connections teacher, Joy Gagnon, does a lot. So she typically is out, you know, working in the schools, providing nutrition education, and she collaborates with a lot of our school teachers, and as well as working with food insecure and low-income families to just do some basic food nutrition to make sure that they've got access to food, and also simple preparation techniques so they can prepare, you know, healthy meals and get that. So she's, for one, just changed some of her school lessons to online lessons like all of our teachers have been doing. So she's doing that so they can still get access to those lessons. She's also been really working with a pretty cool group down in Ossipee called the Ossipee United Roundtable. And that group, you know, one of the challenges with this whole thing is so many resources have gone online, right? But you need internet access, you need a computer access.
Right.
Yet there still are individuals in our community that don't have online access. And so there's this great danger of people becoming isolated. So they got a grant from New Hampshire Charitable, and they, in the community of Ossipee, sent a mailing to every household in Ossipee about resources and access to those resources. So there's a great list there that everyone in Ossipee is getting. Other communities who might be interested in that can get that information from Ossipee United down there. And if they contact Joy via our website, she can get them that contact information.